A student in Georgia fell asleep during class last month. That's not exactly breaking news, but in this case, the teacher ended up getting fired. Now he's fighting to get his job back, as Joshua Lez reports.
One day in April, physics teacher Larry Neese at Decula High School gave his students an assignment involving sonar and mapping points on the ocean bottom. There were about 20 minutes left in class, and he wanted everyone to start right then, including the student who would later be at the center of a complaint.
As soon as I handed it out and gave the directive, he and another student put their heads down and went to sleep.
Neese marked down that the two were sleeping. The next day, they handed their assignments in on time and did very well, but Neese cut their grades in half.
That is a manifestation of not participating in classroom activity, so they lost half credit.
He says his students know sleeping in class damages grades. At the beginning of each semester, they sign a syllabus.
And part of that syllabus is a statement that if they waste class time when they are directed to work on a class activity or a lab, that they would get a zero for that class activity or lab.
But the students' parents complained to the school, and school officials sided with them. Sloan Roach is spokeswoman for Gwinnett County Public Schools.
We have a policy that very clearly says grading is not to be used for discipline purposes.
The policy says grades must represent academic achievement, and while it does not specifically address sleeping, Roach says school officials told Neese sleeping is a discipline matter, and that he had to change the grade. He refused.
It was really a case of insubordination and willful neglect. Those are the charges that the board found this teacher guilty of, and that's why he was fired.
Neese insists his rule is in keeping with school policies that allow a teacher to grade based on participation, and he cites the school's mission statement.
We are mandated by our mission statement to make not only these students knowledgeable in the material, but to make them responsible citizens, accountable for their academic behavior.
Neese has taught for 23 years and says he's had the same rule for at least 10. He says he's applied it before with no problem, but the school system says there's never been a complaint before. Gary Walker is a top official at the Georgia Professional Standards Commission, which oversees teacher licensing. He says grades should not be affected by in-class napping.
Students should be judged on their knowledge and skills of the content of any course. The grade should reflect their abilities in their course and whether or not they're prepared to move to the next level.
The dispute at Decula High School, north of Atlanta, became front page news locally, especially with the added detail that the student involved is a starting football player. His father told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that was irrelevant, and the school agrees. The teacher said he did not see it affect the case. The student has not commented. Hundreds of people supported Neese at a school board hearing, and one of his students, 16-year-old Alicia Crowder, circulated a petition at school.
If you choose to sleep in class, then you're accepting the fact that you're going to fail the class. So, I mean, you know, it's like you're not putting forth the effort, so why should the teacher put forth the effort to help you pass?
Her brother Josh and his fellow seniors Ben Berry and Travis Crow, all former students of Neese, are also pushing the school to hire him back. They say there's another critical element. Sleeping in school is like an epidemic.
Teachers teach and they'll put their head down and go sleep.
Yeah, they're right in front. Some of them are right in the front row.
Yeah, heard them snoring before.
Yeah, they do snore.
Alicia Crowder says Neese gave students real incentive not to sleep.
Class, like, I know I never want to sleep in this class because I never want to get a zero.
The school system says it does not condone sleeping and has discipline procedures in place. Teacher Neese is appealing his firing to the state school board. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.